Hey, what's going on, beautiful people? This is Ryan Turner, your performance dietitian and mental health advocate. And several times per week, I'm delivering impactful 10-minute shorts and amazing guest stories as we explore that intersection between satisfaction, satiety, and biological need. It's all to help you empower your unique brain, improve performance, and support your body composition goals. But hey, remember, if it's working for you, your health, your mindset, and your definition of success, no one deserves to tell you different. You do you. Fuel you. What is up? What is up? What is up? This is Ryan Turner. We're back here on the Fuel You podcast, and it feels great. It's been about 3 months since we kind of wrapped up everything from last season and understanding exactly what we were able to touch on in season 3. Oh man, these boundaries between seasons, they always seem a little bit undefined. That's, I think, the fun of all of this. But if anything, I think in my mind, it definitely keeps me ready to kind of reset and rethink certain things, different energies, different people, different directions. That's always good. But how about a little rundown, kind of what happened and where we're going with everything? Because I'm incredibly grateful that you are taking this time out of so many other podcasts to listen right here. Because everything that's coming out of my head that I am extracting out for you and talking through this microphone, I'm just so grateful that you are able to give your attention, give your time. And I want to change lives. That's what this is all about. And change lives in the most practical way possible through my lived experiences and other experts and professionals and really just real world situations. Anyway, so look, season one, a bit ago, when did we start? July 2022, right? So this summer is going to be about 2 years of kind of going all in with some of the podcasting as I've done everything else with my business and other things in different communities, and it's been really fun. But season one was really all about sharing my story. It was sharing my story. It was making sure that you understood exactly why I'm jumping into this podcast with the Fuel You podcast, but it was also bringing a lot of expert instruction and interaction. Amazing trainers and coaches and other dietitians, making sure that we can take a lot of what I know and make sure it's not just coming out of my head, my mouth. So amazing people that were on there. So go back and listen to some of those. I would love for you to, you know, like and share those. It's incredibly important. Season two, a little bit of an extension of season one. But I think what I was able to share there was a lot more of these client wins, these individual success stories. And along with, of course, expert interaction and making sure that we can put a lot of my thoughts and my philosophies and my evidence-based instruction kind of into use and see where it's also used in other parts of the world of the, I guess this industry is what I would rather say. And season three was an interesting one. Season three was very much part of wasn't a pet project, wasn't anything that was extremely self-serving, but it was definitely some enlightenment into some things of how I worked. And this was really talking about brain health and specifically ADHD and talking about nutrition's interaction with that. And I brought a lot of experts in to specifically harness their knowledge and so we can understand some of the myths, some of the understanding of what it actually is. And it's been really good. But it was a time for me to explore what had happened with me, what was going on, how to kind of place it in the world. But through that interaction, right, with nutrition, I definitely understand that we've reached so many individuals and it's been helpful for them to, you know, whether it's take part of the advice that comes through here or all of the advice, it's always extremely rewarding to hear someone say, hey, I listened, I heard this, and I put it into my lifestyle, and it supported me. Now, one thing with, I would just say, with mental health overall, was that I had a lot of people who, I kind of hate saying coming out of the woodwork, but a lot of people that connected with some of the struggles or some of the expert instruction and expert interactions that we had here. And they said, yep, me too. Or it just brought some awareness, maybe some things that were going on with them. So the power of reach of this podcast has been extremely helpful to put purpose behind what I'm doing. And I only want to bring that here into season four, where we're getting really back into a lot of the nuts and the bolts and the basis of kind of what we're here for, nutrition being that, obviously, but the areas of nutrition that are going to be helpful for anybody. That being, right, finding our space in between biological need, satiety, satisfaction, those three areas, that's where we are looking to put ourselves between. Because with only biological need and just feeding ourselves calories and macronutrients and just doing what's going to make us healthy as we age, well, that's all well and good, but without feelings of structure and feelings of satisfaction, we don't really know how to place those things. And so making sure that we understand how those fit within there. Now, I think this space, leaving space for discussion and interaction and how mental health comes in, is huge. And this needs to be something that is part of what I do because it's a passion. It's hit so close to home. Whether it's within an eating disorder, whether it is within a challenge of overcoming obstacles that you haven't had to do before in your life, whether it's anxiety, depression, whether it is ADHD or other type of conditions, they're difficult. Now, I am not a mental health expert by any means, but knowing how nutrition interacts with some of these things, that's where I am the expert. So I want to make sure that we're bringing awareness to all of this and having a place to connect for people. And the Fuel You podcast is just that. So season four, going into all this, right, as a registered dietitian, as a specialist in sports nutrition, as someone who has now gone through their own situation with a mental health diagnosis and understanding how all that comes together and how people kind of connect with each other too, it's an amazing place to be and so excited to bring even more to this whole world in this way. So thank you so much for listening and bring your questions and please share these episodes because there is someone out there that needs support. I will tell you that again. There's someone out there that needs support and we need to be able to bring it to them. So whether it's strictly the nutrition side, whether within nutrition, it's just hearing about what they should be doing to support their health or how they can now take any of that nutrition advice and make sure that they're creating structure around their lifestyle or maybe finding satisfaction, making it more enjoyable and leaving space in there too about how mental health, how everything kind of aligns here. Bringing experts in. People are coming to teach you, to help you, to make sure that you understand how this all comes together as well, not just my own voice. But I so appreciate you listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for giving me your ear. Because I know that you have so many other options and so many other things to do. And being here just means the world to me. So thank you. And we're moving on. Season four, here we come.